There's a quote, often attributed to Banksy, that goes, "They say you die twice. One time when you stop breathing, and a second time, a bit later on, when somebody says your name for the last time." For those who don't know, Banksy is a street artist from the UK. His murals are often based in political activism, but his aforementioned quote speaks more to the work of keeping alive the legacies of those who go before us. That's the goal of the South Omaha Mural Project.
Times are changing, and if you went back 100 years in South Omaha and you walked down the street, you would hear people speaking languages from all kinds of countries.
Richard Harrison is the owner of A Midsummer's Mural, which has managed the South Omaha Mural Project since 2015. He explains that when they started, they didn't really go by that name. Rather, the name was built as they prepared for more murals. The first mural was called Neighbors of South 13th Street. Harrison says they gained inspiration for the mural through conversations with people in nearby storefronts and organized community meetings. In the same year, they started on another project at Metropolitan Community College.
On a mural we eventually called Waves of Immigration, and about the all of South Omaha. And we had a lot of public figures come to our completion celebration, and we worked with Gary Kastrick, the South Omaha historian, and those two things together cast off the idea that we could do a series of murals based on that.
7 years later, the South Omaha Mural Project has completed 12 murals in the area. That's not an easy feat, especially considering the fact that Harrison says the process of planning each mural can take several years. They begin, he says, by holding community meetings and calling for artists. The artists are generally people from the community. Sometimes they're asked to do projects in specific places, but for the most part, it's the other way around.
Most of the time, we have a community and we're looking for a wall.
Currently, Harrison says they're gearing up for their next project. They've already picked out a location, Orsi's Italian Bakery downtown, and now they're searching for artists. The mural will focus on the Italian and Sicilian community in Little Italy. You can find more information on how to get involved with the project at southomahamuralproject.com. There's no deadline to apply to be a full-time artist with the mural project, and Harrison says that anyone looking to only work on a portion of the mural doesn't need to apply at all.
You can say, I'd like to spend some time on it, and I've been doing art for a while on murals and stuff, and I think it would be fun, and you don't have to be in charge. You can just say, I just want to do a portion of it.
Harrison encourages people to get involved for several reasons. First and foremost, he says, is the togetherness that comes with working on one of these projects. Second, he says, is to preserve the legacies of the communities of South Omaha.
While you walk through what used to be the Irish neighborhood in South Omaha now, you can probably find six or seven people whose families are descended from Irish families just out watering their lawns. But that's changing, and the stories about what their grandma liked to do on her day off are kind of a little fading. So we need to keep those stories preserved.
From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Bree Smith.